I tell the story of the girl when she waterboarded me with her cooter?
9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kind of bitching.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny.
Welcome back to another week of Sort of Kind of Funny. We're in person this time, so if it seems a little weird and we're getting kind of personal, what? It's like, sort of kind of funny, guys.
Yeah, it's sort of kind of funny.
And I'm James, and joined with me is my, you know, I always try to be nice. I always say beautiful sister. I think it's not going to help with the weird rumors that we are involved.
No, and by rumors we mean just like two people.
No, there are weird people that think weird stuff on the interwebs. But I'm drawn today, and always.
Just call me ugly.
By my horrendously gremlin-like creature, who some people refer to as Lauren, but I refer to as the Princess of Darkness and Under the Bridge herself, heroin-looking addict, Lauren.
Ogre-licious death. Ogre-licious death. Dep-dep-da-dep-dep. Hi, guys. I'm Lauren. I'm the troll living under the bridge. And again, I think you said we are in person, and we're going to do an episode.
Sort of kind of funny, in person. Sort this is your, again, guys, this is your not-so-family-friendly family comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And we're your siblings. We're your siblings, Lauren and James. So let's get started.
The family broken-hearted.
And again, Blink-182 always comes up on our podcast. So we are going to...
It used to a lot more. Do you remember that?
I think we've tried to calm down with the singing and talking. Mm-hmm. And let's...
We are going to do like a vibe talking episode.
Yeah,
right?
Guys.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna, if you don't have ADHD, I apologize. These ones tend to be hard
to follow.
For the non-tismers to follow.
Yeah.
Because we be, yeah.
Glitching.
Yeah, the ADHD is strong with these two.
Yeah.
Use your tism load and let's go.
Okay, let me think. We can talk about last night.
What
James
was last night?
Came in town yesterday.
Town was a woman in which I...
took a little nanai, napped.
Yes.
And then we were like, let's have dinner. We had pasta, shrimp scampi. So with that pairs well is Chardonnay.
Yeah.
So we had some Chardonnay. Yeah. We're drinking. Yeah. Lauren did some serious trampoline tricks. And this is where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I am a 30-year-old woman. And I grew
That's
up
a crazy
with the,
sentiment
I know,
just came out of your mouth.
I know, it's disgusting. I grew up with the full mentality of like, my kids will never have nets on their trampoline. Like, that is just so stupid.
Why on earth did you used to think that?
Because I was like, it's just like makes you tougher. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, flying off of 5 feet.
And then now
the-
I'm jumping with my kids. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I will fall. And be like, imagine I didn't have a net there.
Yeah.
How did we survive childhood without it?
I honestly don't know, because in our very first house that we had it, it was in the garage on concrete. And I fell off that thing multiple times.
Santa brought us
and slammed my head into the concrete. I remember.
I want to get into that
box. I remember. Barely. And Mom going, oh! Sorry. And Dad going, he's fine.
So Santa brought us our trampoline when we lived in Utah. There wasn't a ton of space. The yard wasn't really, like, set up yet. I don't think there was grass yet.
No, and I think,
He delivered it in our garage.
I know, but I think it was only in there for, like, 2 days. Oh, it was winter time. That's why. It was winter. It was winter in Utah, and it was
just
snowing.
Like snowy, yeah.
So we had it in there until the spring. That's right.
We would jump, and James almost died.
Yeah, I think Joseph fell off, too.
I don't remember falling. Joseph was literally, like, 2 years old or 3 years old. I swear to God.
Three or four.
Yeah. He also, our younger brother.
Four. I think he was four.
He fell into a dumpster with... Was that you?
No,
that
Joseph.
Was you.
Joseph
was
tried
you.
To climb one of those industrial-sized dumpsters, the metal ones.
Is our youngest brother, the baby?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, though, they're the ones that look like a...
On construction sites.
Yeah, but I'm trying to describe what they look like. Because I'm like, what? Like a train car if you cut the top off and it's just an open pit. That's sure. what it looks. It's the huge. Long ones, right? So those ones, and they have like ladders built in the side of them so you can climb up and throw stuff in or stuff like that. Yeah. Joseph, there was one down the road from our house because we lived in a neighborhood that was still being built out. Mm-hmm. And Joseph decided it was a good idea to climb one while wearing his rollerblades because whatever reason.
Because it's a good idea.
Because a six-year-old thought that was a good idea, right? Yeah. He's six. And he gets up to the, I think towards the top, and then slips because it has wheels on it, slams his head into the thing,
bashes it open. React,
nope.
Goes to our mom, gushing blood from his forehead. She's like, oh my gosh.
It's terrifying.
Takes him to the ER to get stitches, and they're like, this is going to hurt. Da-da-da-da-da. Our mom said he had zero reaction.
That's insane.
He's just stitching his forehead, and he's just sitting there like, that's so stone weird. Cold Steve Austin.
I also remember, this is just normal occurrences in the Norris household.
Yeah.
I was inside, and Joseph just being like, ah, mama. His hand, he had closed his hand in the door, ripped it out,
ripped
his
fingernail off. Sure,
something like that.
Right,
someone blood is just all gushing, over the floor. I was like nauseous. Lauren doesn't do blood very well.
Really?
It's better now with kids and stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Then I did not. And so I was like, and then another time was when you guys were playing football with him and someone closed, I think our neighbor friend, James.
I tackled him because we were playing tackle.
I thought it was clothesline.
No. See, clotheslining someone in football also means using your arm.
Yeah.
My mom thought that we had set up a literal clothesline and had him run into it. And she's like, you did what? And I was like, well, hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
I used my – yeah. That's well, I didn't I really. I just went to tackle him and he went into my arm.
Literal clothesline.
Knocked his teeth out.
His tooth, well – twisted and I'm like, oh,
it twisted and went up a little bit.
I was so traumatized.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back to that, we were talking about trampolines.
Yeah.
The ADHD trains taking us back.
Well, I'm saying these are all these.
Yeah, no, I know.
Keep going.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying
injuries. This episode's like injuries. Trampolines. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to me how we just be jumping and didn't fall off. Because my balance now, I'm just like, whoa. I'm like, the net just saved my
You've had so many kids that your distribution of your hips throws you one side.
My wide hips.
So wide.
Yeah.
I think also it's the same thing with like, what are those places called? Like trampoline parks.
Oh.
They just have like, oh, there's a mat over these metal bars. It'll be fine. I have fallen on those things.
I went, it hurts. We went to the most ghetto, my middle child when he turned for his birthday, went to go to a trampolamp, is what he calls a trampoline.
Trampolamps.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, let's go. We went to one.
Because let's go to trampoline park. And you're like, oh, right here. He's like, across the street.
I mean, the hookers.
It's like XXX. Yeah, it's a bar.
No.
You cannot.
Where'd you learn about this? He's like, school. When you're not home, daddy took me. What?
I'm going to be talking to your father.
John's like, I have never seen that place in my life. He walks in, they're like, ah, oh, Mr. Peterson, welcome.
He's just funneling money. He's like, yeah.
Please
yeah.
stop saying my name.
Yeah. So what was I saying?
Trampoline park. Oh,
yeah. We went and took him, and it was like near Atlanta, Peachtree, Georgia. Guys, it was ghetto.
I think the more ghetto one.
Just exposed coil springs. And I'm like, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Yeah. An injury could just easily. Well,
you don't want that lawsuit because it means your child's like blind now or something.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is going to be.
Yeah. There was a trampoline park in our hometown in Mississippi that.
What?
Yeah. It's where the old gym used to be. That was right next to our high school.
What?
I think it was called All-Star Gym is what it used to be called.
That sounds kind of familiar. No.
So like, okay. So if you're leaving the high school on the backside, not where the.
Where I did cheer or where I did ballet.
I don't know if you did ballet there. I did gym there. I did gymnastics.
Yeah, it was the big tin.
It's out the back side of the
senior
high school. Literally, yeah, senior parking lot to the right there. That got converted into a trampoline park. We went there at those places.
Yeah. So anyway, so I like how I'm like trying to segue back. Last night.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we're here. Okay.
So last night, the Chardonnay. So we've been drinking. I've been drinking.
Yeah, okay. You say that as if any of us were... Lauren was buzzing.
No.
Well, yeah. But this is just what I'm saying. We were playing tag. I was just trying to talk, you know, we're playing tag and.
But you said like, we've been drinking.
Like, no, not like that. No, like, we had, like two
I
glasses
felt
of
fine.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, like a beer.
Yeah.
He's vomiting in the bathroom. We're like.
Puking my guts. I'm like, I'll be honest. Keep playing tag without me.
Well, there was something exiting
your body.
What?
The poopage.
Oh, yeah. Continue with the story. Yeah, that was before that though.
Yeah, that's the same.
So anyway, so So we're just playing tag, and it was like James turns to me, and he's like, "It is so hot in here," because we are all just sprinting around the house, yeah, playing tag with my kids. And then I look at the thing, and the heat's on.
Yeah, I was like, "Why is it so hot in here?" And Lauren's like, "Oh, you know, it's humid here.
And we're not all used running. To it.
We're running.
Yeah, no.
Thermometer's up to 98 degrees. No, what was it actually? It's just on.
It was just like 75 or 6. It was too hot to be running."
Yeah, it was. Anyway. I had just got here. So we're going to tell that story really fast of me going to the bathroom, because Lauren just dropped that little nugget. Everyone's like, what? I just got back from a work trip.
Yeah.
Like literally left a very, very long day at work.
Yeah.
Drive home to my friend's house.
Yeah.
Shout out Jay. Jump in his car. He drives me back up north a little bit to get to the airport. I think so.
Okay.
If he doesn't, I'm going to tell him to. We drive up north to get into to go to the airport. I get on an airplane at 12 in the morning, fly here. Like, I'm going nonstop. I haven't eaten because it was so busy.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep.
We are so busy.
We are so busy. And then I get here. We're hanging out a little bit. I had, like, some bread, maybe.
I made toast and eggs. I made eggs.
I was like, great, cool. First sustenance my body has had. My body has had in, like,
and James was like, these are the best eggs.
So good. Took a nap, woke up. My body was like, you know what time it is? You have to get rid of everything that's ever been in your body. And I was like, cool.
Shit o'clock. You're like, yeah, I didn't know that was the time.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I've been aware of it. But, so I just relieved everything possible in my stomach. And then I walked out and felt fine. That was totally cool.
Yeah, we're feeling.
Had a great rest of the night.
It was
fun.
Had
some good food. Had good
food. James and I made a great video.
We did. I don't know if it's posted by this time.
I'm going to post it tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So you guys go check it out. It's a video of Lauren and I doing a fashion show, like making fun of
high fashion
and the insanity that it is.
Sometimes, yeah.
Most of the time, I feel like.
But we'll probably make another one because we had so much fun.
It was fun. I think one of Lauren's outfits, she does actually look like a model because she's wearing jacket on jacket with her hair down, stilettos, and then a fedora. What was it?
It was like a hat like that.
Like a gangster hat.
It was like an old-fashioned gangster.
But she actually looks like a model, and then you look down and she has red Solo cups taped to her feet.
I want to do ones where it looks so serious. Like, we had so much fun looking around the house and be like, what can we do? Like, this plant could easily be incorporated into something. How? I don't know. It's a little tall. But I'd like to do to where they look like, oh, they look like they're on the runway. Is that a trash bag? On his wings.
Wings. I'm like the ones with wings.
I like the wings with the wings on them. Anyway, we had a lot of fun doing that. We're going to, do you have any stories you want to share?
Beef you want to hash out? Beef.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm coming for you, Stephanie. Okay. It's like someone named Stephanie is listening. I'm like, what did I do?
What did I do?
No, but I want to ask you a question. When you die, if you could have a stat list from your life, right? Like, for example, I'll give you some examples of it.
Yeah.
Things that when you look back at, you're like, oh, give me every time. How many times have I gone to the bathroom in my life? And I want that compared to everybody else in the world, right? It's like, you took 7,200
times.
Or one thing that I would like, I want to see every single picture that I'm in the background of other people's stuff.
Dude, that sounds
or like videos.
Good,
like, I want to see every single picture I've ever been in that I was not specifically posing for. Or ones that I was posing for that I was not, like, no one ever sent to me. So I know
they're out
there, but I forgot about completely, right?
I like that. I think that's funny.
How many peoples do you think, we live in an age now where you have to be in so many people's pictures.
So we were just on a cruise, like I said, and people are constantly taking pictures and videos. Yeah. And I've posted on TikTok our voyage, and there's so many people in the background.
So many random.
So I'm like, I've been looking up Sunshine, the cruise we went on, to be like, where are we in the background of this? Because it's just funny.
Does it have like the week that you win so you can find other people?
Kind of.
You should do that because then you could be like, hey, there's this picture of you two that I think you'd really like.
Something that I would like to see is I would like to see how many, this is a little like, I'd like to see people talking behind my back in a positive way. I think that would be.
Negative would hurt my feelings, especially when I'm dead. I'd be like, I don't need this. I'm dead.
I'm already dead, dude.
They're like, I wish you would die. I'm like, wish granted.
I'd like to see like all the nice things people have said because, you know, guys, positive affirmations are good. Is that not something I should have said? And I think it'd also be funny to be like, how many times Lauren sang and referenced songs while talking.
That would take more time than anything else.
Okay.
Lauren singing songs that she was actually singing songs based off words someone has said would take, if you live to be 100, probably 40 years of that. Are you singing?
Get me some rum. I'm a country star.
Oh, some rum.
Rum, yeah. I had a daiquiri the other night.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, no. Well, I was doing that with wine yesterday. I was singing, and John, my husband, is like country music. And he's like, babe, I love your singing. I don't like country.
He's lying. He does not love your singing.
I'm like, louder.
Did you play some Shania Twain?
I was singing.
Dixie Chicks?
It was just me. It was just me singing.
I'm saying, but were you singing Shania Twain and Dixie Chicks?
No, please, sir.
Okay, the Dixie Chicks.
Earl had to die.
Because Earl, he had to die.
He had to die.
Earl, I agree with that song.
And he did.
He did need to die.
Yeah.
Put her in intensive care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I sang my karaoke song, which is That Don't Impress Me Much.
Is that your go-to impressive? Is that your go-to karaoke song?
Yeah.
I think mine is...
And then Trisha Yearwood was the other song.
Trisha Yearwood.
She used to tie her hair in a
mouth. Yeah. 90s country, I think, might be the best country.
Slaps.
It's really good. Yeah. Our parents don't like country.
No, but they
and for some songs. Reason, they had all these 90s country albums.
Suds in the Bucket. That was another one.
Yeah. I think my go-to song for karaoke is...
Yeah, what's your go-to?
It's got to be like...
Everyone knows it.
It's got to be like Above and Beyond. Like, if you can sing well, do a song that you might have a hard time singing. If you can't sing, do something that... Even if
everyone
you're trying,
loves.
It's bad, right?
Yeah.
Mine,
Over
I think,
face.
Is
Lady
like...
Gaga.
Oh, my God. I just had it. It's like a song where it gets really out loud. Oh, my gosh.
Is it a popular song?
Is it Aha?
Yes, Take On Me. Thank you.
I knew it.
Thank you. It goes very high. Yeah. I can't hit that note, but almost no one can hit that note. I mean, I can kind of hit the note.
Do it.
No. Take on me, take me up. I'll be gone in a day
or two.
Yeah, so not good. I can hit the note. It's just not good.
And then everyone's excited to hear the song. It's the thing, guys. Karaoke, don't pick some obscure thing people can't sing along to.
Gosh.
You want to be heard. They're like listening to you, but you also want people to be like excited that you're singing a song. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Tequila. And you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Tequila.
You're like singing the double point in trouble. They're like, what?
You're like, Maya he. Maya ho. Maya ho. Blishta, blishta. And then you know that they're the weird person. When they're not just singing the song, they're like trying to actually pronounce it. They're like, I don't know the words. But,
Yeah.
But yeah,
what's your go-to karaoke song? Let us know.
Let us know. Okay.
So let us know your childhood injury too, and that was a good thing. I don't think that could be a full episode, but I like that.
Are you done? You don't want to know any more stats about yourself?
Oh, sure.
I want to know how many people had a crush on me.
Oh, that's a good one. Then you're done. You're like, damn it, I could have.
Yeah.
A chance
because I'm like, and more specifically, not when I'm an adult. Screw that. I don't care. I want to know when I was in like middle school when it didn't even matter. Yeah, I want to know how many people had a crush on me, and I'm like, wow, I'm an idiot. I should have gone for it. Not even a crush, just like they were like. Had a crush on me, thought that I was cute. Compilation of my life of when people laughed. Not the full, like, me.
It's just a laugh track of them.
Just
like
them
you're
laughing.
Like singers, but like the last 2 seconds of the joke and then they're like busting out laughing. Dude.
I would love to watch people.
I would love to watch
people laughing to our podcast.
At what parts?
Yeah.
Because it's different. John, I swear, he'll be listening. Yeah. And I'll like come in and he's doing the dishes listening to the podcast. And I know what's coming every time. I know I've got the whole episode memorized. So I've edited it.
You've listened to it 10 times at this point.
And so I'm like waiting for this zinger and he's like he'll smile like it's funny, but then something totally random. He's like laughs out loud. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
It's true. I worked with someone named Avery, shout out Avery.
Oh,
and she would listen to our podcast on the way to work a lot of the time. Cause she's like, you know, I get sick of my own music. So I listen to the radio and I like podcasts.
And you can listen to half of it on the way and half of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I love podcasts too. It's like music. Sometimes I need a break from, and I want to, and every episode's different. Right.
Yeah.
And so, she was saying that she would listen to our episodes on the way to work.
And who doesn't like to laugh?
And then she would get to work and be like, she calls me Willard because that's my middle name. And she'd be like, Willard, I forget that. She's like, I feel like I've spent my whole morning with you. Because,
and you're like, what?
Because I've been listening.
Because I've been looking in your window. And you're like, I love that.
I felt the whole morning with you because I was in your bed or your truck the whole time. And she's just like staring. She's like, because I was just listening to you and your sister. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, but you just... Because I'd be tired in the morning. She's like, and all of a sudden your energy to me was up here to down here. And I'm like, right. I'm like, I just got to work. Give me a second. I finally get going through.
Right. And then now you're reaching the energy that you were at 7 p.m.
Then she would make jokes about stuff like, that we made jokes about a couple of weeks ago. Like, she would say something funny, and I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, remember, because you said this.
Would you like to see how many people have masturbated to you?
I don't want
to
see it, but
no, I'm saying to know who the people are.
Sure.
Sure. Like, I want a number. It might make me sad, though. I don't think it's a lot of people.
Well, I don't think a lot of people do that.
I guarantee your number's probably higher than mine. You're a woman on the internet, you know? Like, let's be honest here.
But I'm saying, I think, here's my thing. I think people look at images more like porn than think of like.
Right. But you're saying that if they're watching something or looking at something, that then they don't, just pop into their head for a second?
I guess.
To give like someone is like.
Has anyone ever told you that they did that and you go,
no.
Weird. No.
I have.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. It wasn't weird, but I was like, okay. I mean, more than once I know this has happened.
Different people?
Different people. I know. No.
We think she is.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Someone's listening to this like, you're an autistic girl masturbating to you? Probably. Lauren, I killed Lauren.
She's just cranking one out.
She's like, I like colors. I like dogs. And I love church.
Eye contact. We can't make this joke.
Eye contact. I'm not there. Jeez. If it's to me, it's not the same thing to me. No. Like looking at me.
She's outside your.
I'm on the fifth floor. And she's like, you know how like when people are rock climbing, they're like they put like a harness on themselves. She has a harness.
Against the
wood. I'm like.
Honestly, that orgasm would be crazy. God, I can't breathe. Oh, that is so funny.
Lips. And I just feel like a against my window.
Down,
she's still going.
She's upside down.
Whoa. It's like, I go to open my window and it's just like cooch in the air.
Oh, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was funny. I was
going
to cut that part out.
You can't. You can't get that. We never said who it was.
No.
Stephanie, we're coming for you. Every time, my go-to name is
Stephanie.
You know what my problem is? I always have go-to names for everything. I always call everyone Tim, like Timothy.
Yeah, Tim.
It's my go-to name. I know like 10,000 Timothys.
That's the problem. It's like we're not talking about you.
We're not talking about you, Timmy. Yeah.
But
That's actually pretty funny. Yeah, I'd like to know all the people that did that.
I don't know if I don't know.
A number for you. Do you want to just know the number? Like 10, 100. No names attached to it. They'll just tell you. And you're like, oh, that's good.
I don't know.
But then that's like a.
It's like a boost in confidence.
I think it is.
Unless it's like terrifying.
That's why I didn't say people.
Nah, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
know. And the people? No. You're going to have someone pop in your mind that's like your uncle or something. Or like. Not our uncle, but like, you know what I mean? Some old person.
No, there's a difference in
pop into your mind rather than like actively thinking of them. Because it's like, if you're doing something, you're like, crap, I gotta do the laundry.
Never masturbated is the problem. Tell me what that's like, Lauren, you dirty whore.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dylan.
And I'm Cameron.
And we're the hosts of Barstool Film School, a conversational comedy podcast about the very best Marr movies. You know, the ones that are like perfect to watch when you're hanging out in a bar with friends. Now, I'm a writer and a film school washout.
And I'm a bar owner.
So we ought to know what we're talking about.
You would hope.
Tune in every other week, wherever you get your pods, as we take on a new flick.
And we will pair those flicks with some cocktails.
To see if they pass the bar. Now, what do you say, Cam? Shall we pour ourselves another round?
Let's do it.
All right.
So yeah, I think that would be a good one. What's another one? So let me think. I had a whole list of these and I forgot to write them down because I'm an idiot.
Maybe the rumors, like big rumors. It's like she was pregnant in high school. No, I wasn't.
There's no way anyone ever thought you were pregnant in high school. They thought I was pregnant before they thought you were pregnant.
That's true.
There's no way.
That's funny. Well, if you guys want to know something,
Lauren's a virgin.
I am. I have been for 30 years.
Since your third child.
I'm born again.
Well, you were a virgin always. Even
well, yeah. Yeah, what I'm saying is there is no father.
Okay.
I'm going Star Wars route.
Okay, so. Or there, Jesus.
What about there is no father?
There is no father. Bro, let's talk about that. We just had Star Wars Day.
She lion.
What's her? Shmi. What a name. Shmi Skywalker. She looks at Qui-Gon in the face. She's like, there was no father. Qui-Gon was looking at her like, yeah, okay. He's like, for sure.
I love how they do the Jesus trope.
Yeah.
It's like, why not?
Why? Well, because, like, the whole thing of the air quote chosen one was definitely because that wasn't a thing in the original Star Wars movies. The original Star Wars movies did not have a chosen one.
But why do you say you're the... Oh, yeah, they don't. The
prequels have a chosen one. And so everyone that grew up watching Star Wars, right, the original three, they're like, wait, what? Like, where's this coming from? Like, all of a sudden now Darth Vader, who was also a child that could race Formula One cars in the desert...
He was so good at it.
Is the chosen one? And they're like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever.
But we know he's bad.
Right, that all comes from Dune. They, like, stole that from Dune, right?
But there's a chosen one in Dune. I don't know anything about Dune.
It makes a lot more sense what he actually does.
So Dune was a book at this point?
Dune had come out way before Star Wars. Not way before, but it came out before Star Wars. And there was a desert planet.
Is there an old Dune movie?
Mm-hmm.
So they redo
that. No, so there's, yes, but it didn't come out before Star Wars. The old Dune movie was in the 80s and had Sting in it. Sting from the Police.
Love him.
It's not a good movie.
Everybody.
But, like, shirtless, if you want to see Shirtless Dune, or Shirtless Dune, Shirtless Sting.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. Anyway, they were trying to rip off that, I think. Mm-hmm. It's very poorly done. I think Star Wars is, in the first movie, the whole Chosen One thing. Because then all of a sudden it's like, he has no father. Like, okay, what is this, Jesus now?
Yeah.
And in Dune, the guy actually does have a dad. Like, it's very normal. Like,
he just I don't know. When it's already magical. It's like, let's not add
more than that, right? Yeah. And then the expanded universe tried to, like, explain it through books and stuff, and it was like, okay, I get what you're doing. You don't need to do this. You really don't. So in my head canon, she just lied.
I
think some Jedi was like, you will have sex with me. And she's like, I will have sex with you.
Yeah, she doesn't remember.
Maybe he doesn't remember.
You want to pull those puns down for me? We're going to go get Holy Utility in the desert?
Plot twist, it's Obi-Wan.
It's Obi-Wan. He's like, this is the clock you're looking for.
I just think.
And then Qui-Gon's like, oh, we gotta get, you know, our Harper drive's broken. We gotta go back to Tatooine. We don't want to go back to Tatooine. I have a couple children waiting for me there. And then he's like,
that's why he's so pissed.
Yeah. They're like, he's like, okay, we're gonna get on. He's like, oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi, meet Anakin Skywalker. He's like, pleased to meet you. Obi-Wan's like,
I have the high ground.
The high ground's like, yeah, I've never met you before.
But he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, you look just like your mother.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
You see my mom?
I've seen all inches of her. Your mother's a whore. I mind probed her, and then I finger probed her. Anyway, all that to be said, that I think it is so funny that Shmi Skywalker obviously lied.
Yeah.
So Qui-Gon, she's like, there was no father. Qui-Gon's like, dick you down.
In Dallas.
And he's like, bro, I'm a Jedi, and have had children.
We be knowing.
If this man is willing to leave slavery on a planet, he's like, oh, we're not here to free slaves. I'll free that slave only because...
I love, too, how they're like, can my mom come?
It's really...
You know, clearly the Jedi have access to billions and billions of dollars because they have a temple and they have a library and they have ships and they have all these things. It's like, that's not on the budget. You know,
she's hot.
They give me a stipend. What's it called whenever you go for work and they give you money? Like a work? Is it a stipend?
You said stipend, now I'm like thrown off because I'm hearing stipend.
He's like,
siphoning with the gas.
They gave me only a certain amount of money, and I just bought this droid, and I had to buy. I don't have enough to pay for this, and I gotta get food.
Stupid little flying thing.
We gotta pay for your future girlfriend's all these dresses she has.
And the babies, lots of babies
coming. Lots of babies are coming. Also, they reference at one point because their ship is broken.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we gotta pay to fix it, right? And they're like,
yeah.
Let's sell her clothes to fix the thing. And she's like, nuh-uh.
She's like,
nuh-uh.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Nuh-uh. They're like, oh, okay, what about, you have tons of droids on this ship. We saw them go upstairs and try to fix this thing. Let's sell them.
Yeah.
Nothing about droids.
She was a princess. What do you expect?
But then she goes into a crop top and goes walks into the...
Because that's one of her many outfits
to disguise her ritzy thing.
Crazy. Crazy choice.
It's not that crazy.
She's like, I'm going to go into the desert with you, into this town.
And she's like, the vibe that we're going for.
We're going to bet on this very young child to get into something going faster than Mark Jesus. And I'll get that. We're going to go bet on this child.
Who says he's good. Listen, a lot of people say they're good at things.
Put him in this thing with two rockets and just send him into the desert. And we're like...
He made it himself out of the garbage that he found from a homeless man down the street.
Yeah. That's a good bet. What are you betting? Not my clothes, my entire spaceship. What?
You can take the clothes out of it.
Listen, I'll take the clothes out.
Listen.
Their age difference in that one, he's supposed to be 9 and she's supposed to be 14. Does someone write this in?
Yes. This is someone's confession. Okay. I've been wearing my boyfriend's hoodie around the house for the last week. I tried to give it back last night. That's not my hoodie.
Oh, no.
Realized with horror, I've been wearing our builder's hoodie in front of the builder. He thinks she's, like, obsessed with him.
Wow. He's like, honey, that's not mine. What do you mean? It's embroidered.
It says Bob. It says Bob the Builder.
The Builder. Honey, I am not a builder. She's like, what do you mean? He's like, she's been wearing it with no, like, you know when girls wear short nights?
Short shorts, yeah, you can't tell.
They're not wearing pants. She's wearing that around the house, and he's like, oh.
But the builder, can you
dick me? Yes, I can. He's like, do you want to wear my tool belt? And she's like, no.
She's like, no, this is my boyfriend's. Like, and he's like, your boyfriend.
Why does our house builder keep asking if I want to wear his clothes? He's like, honey, don't you know?
Don't you know? Read another confession.
Wearing his clothes.
See, I thought that was going to be...
Where did you think it was going to go?
That was going to be an ex-boyfriend's.
This one's better.
This is so much better that he was, like, watching her, like, can I get that back, girl?
My friend, I think one of my friends had my hoodie, and she... We weren't dating, she was my friend.
Yeah, sure.
And she had my hoodie, and she was wearing it, and her boyfriend's like, whose is that? And
she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, and I wear cologne, and it smelled like me.
She's like...
Well, everyone tells me they love my cologne, so probably. And he was just like, whose is that? And she was like, oh, it's my friend James's. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay.
He's like, you'd be sniffing.
He was like, whose is that?
Right.
She's like, it's James's. And then he said that. He was like, okay. Like, he obviously didn't distrust her, but he's like, where did this come from?
But then he's dating to someone else's.
It's...
I wear friends' stuff all the time.
It's not that crazy. It's really not that big of a deal. He just didn't know whose it was. And then she was like, oh, it's James's. He's like, that makes sense because it smelled like me and I know him.
He knows your smell. He's like, oh, that smells like his pheromone for sure.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, it smells like his asshole. And she's like, why do you smell his ass? Like, every time we get near each other, we turn into furries.
We turn into dogs. Let's do it. A heart.
All right. Someone wrote in and said, I thought the barista was going to ask me if I wanted a straw, but unfortunately, she said, have a nice day, to which I replied, no, thank you, and then drove away.
She's like, okay.
I had this 2 days ago. I checked out of a hotel, and someone said, thanks for staying. I said, like, oh, have a nice day, and I thought they were going to say.
And you're like.
No, what happened? I don't remember what the interaction was, but it ended with them saying, like, okay, and thanks for staying with us. And I said, like, yeah, you too. I was just at one of our stores in Logan, and we had a free ham pie day. We were giving out food. So people would try it. It was free, right? So what I always did when I was working sales, I'd be like, oh, okay, and that total will be, and then I read it. Say it before I look at it. It's just like a habit.
Yeah.
As I'm flipping the card reader to them to pay, and I was like, oh, that'll be as I'm flipping it. And
so that'll be all your life savings.
And I'm like, and that'll be your soul.
You're like, full to mentor.
Yeah, that'll be your soul. Could you go ahead and put your hand on this Ouija board for me? You're just going to prick your finger. My boss is watching me from the corner like, James, please stop asking people for their souls. I'm like, it doesn't even work here. That'll be your chakras.
You're a little shade green more than I'd like. Yeah. I'm going to be more teal.
But like, that's because I was puking my guts out because of your food. Just kidding. Our food does not do that to people. Anyway, and I kept saying, I was like, and that'll be, and then I looked down, it says $0.00. I'm like, nothing actually. I was like, that's going to be free. Can I just get your name for the order?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. If it was a long, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a habit. I read it. And every time they were fine. But there was a girl that came and she was like, I'm here, free. And I was like, oh, are you here for our free ham pie today? Yeah. And she's like, yes. I said, would you like that warm or would you like it refrigerated? You can take a warm up for you. She's like, yes. I said, all right. So I'll have it warmed up for you. Cause that's how most people were taking it. And she goes, yes.
Yeah.
I said, can I get a name for that? And she gave me a name that was so... It was from, like, a fantasy book.
Like, it was clearly... I
don't Tamlin. Think
it was a real name. Something like that.
She's like the High Lord.
Yeah, she's like the Queen of the Ice Caps.
You're like,
oh.
I love that.
Queen Ice Caps. And I was like, oh. And I was like, that's free for you, so we'll just call you now when that's ready. And she was like, okay. I, like, had her cry. I was like, no. I was like, so it's a free... You don't have to pay for anything. We just work for you. And she was like... Very confused.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I was like, you can just go ahead and wait over there, and I'll help the next person, and we'll call your name. And she's like, yeah.
One more, and then we'll do the thing. This one's short, but it cracks me up.
Yeah.
Called my landlord because I smelled gas, and he came over and turned my stovetop burner off. That goes into like last week's episode about dumb moments.
Imagine being the landlord that you come help and turn off. Your mind must be racing.
No, I mean, like,
you're going to try to get them out of their lease so quickly.
Yeah.
This person's a moron.
Yeah.
And they, who knows what other crap they're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, my tub won't stop flowing water.
And he's like,
turns it, he just pushes like, the thing.
It's really cold.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Do you want to hear a horrifying story? All right, guys. So I recently acquired a package in the mail from Dubby. They sent us a couple different options of flavors to try. Dubby's an energy drink, guys, that's going to give you great energy, no crash, and no weird jitters in the middle of the day. And it doesn't have that, you know what I'm talking about if you've had energy drinks, that weird flavor that energy drinks have. I got a couple different flavors in the mail, gave them to my roommates, had everyone try it. Within the next 20 minutes, I got a text from two different roommates telling me that, one, they thought it tasted delicious. I didn't ask them to. One of them tasted a dragon fruit lemonade, and the other one was, I think it's called, it's a peach. I think it's Peach Beach. Not 100% sure, but it is a peach flavored one. And he said it was delicious, the one that had the peach one, and then a couple minutes later, the other one texted me as well. So these are people that, I didn't tell them anything, I just asked them to tell me what they thought of it. They said it tasted good, they both said that it gave them a good amount of energy, or they went to class in the gym. They both said that neither one of them had like a headache or a weird crash afterwards. And I was like, all right, cool, guinea pigs are over, it's time for me to try it. I tried it, same thing. Tasted great, had great amount of energy. Anyway, guys, if you want to try an amazing alternative to whatever the crap energy drink you're drinking right now, go to dubby.gg, use code SORTAKINDAFUNNY for 10% off your order. I'm getting ready for work the other day. I just hear someone showering. I finally go, someone's not in there. Open it up. The tub is all the way filled, shower, and it's draining a little bit to keep up with it, but it's still overflowing. Before I did, I called my roommate. I know his bathroom is. I go, hey, are you showering right now? He goes, no. I was like, okay, because it's still going. He's like, oh, my bad. I was like, okay. So I hang up the phone, go in there, open it. I thought it was just running. It's plugged, so it's filling with water. He was gone. And so it's been.
Who turned it on, is what I'm saying.
My roommate turns it on because he was trying to wash something, left, plugged the thing. I tell my other roommate, he's like, yeah, I heard that earlier too. I thought someone was just showering. So it was going from like 7 a.m. or earlier, like 6:30 until I left for work. And like, I ended up leaving late because then I had to like drain the thing, clean up all the water.
Oh,
so anyway, and I was just like, what? What if I left for work?
How do you do that? Yeah, no, that's
right. So it was a whole thing. So thank you guys so much for listening. You can go check us out on all the socials, Sort of Kind of Funny Pod. Thank you, guys. This has been a really fun episode.
It's been fun, yeah.
Thanks for listening to this not-so-family-friendly podcast. Like us on everything. Please leave a review. And share with a friend. Please share with a friend.
Share with a friend.
Lauren, do you have anything else?
No, we love you guys. Okay. I hope you had a great May the 4th.
Yeah, text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.